Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began.
The Hooters bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Joel LaBava is our guest, our good friend, the author of Become a Franchise Owner. It's his relatively new book. It's new enough that you need to check it out. And folks, if you're thinking about buying a franchise, you need to own this book and learn more about how to get smarter, how to put it off more successfully. Or if you're thinking about buying a business, if you think about starting a business, consider the franchise option. And Joel will help you with that with his book and the websites. Joel, give us the websites again, please.
Sure. The main website is thefranchiseking.com, and the new one is beforeyousignit.com.
All right, and that's the brand new one on helping people if they've moved a little farther down the road and they're just about ready to sign. Check with Joel and see if he has some last minute ideas for you. You got another thing coming up pretty soon though, don't you, Joel?
Yeah, this week there's a hashtag which is OWOF, which I'm not going to disclose what it stands for.
OWOF.
OF.
Come on, just you and me. Tell you and me. Just tell me about it, Joel.
I'll tell you about the second half.
Okay.
Okay. OF, one franchise.
Ah.
Okay.
OWOF.
OWOF. It is a contest for women only. Sorry, uh-huh. Guys.
Right.
And we have some.
I've got a pink shirt on today. Does that qualify me a little bit?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry to shut you down.
All right.
It qualifies someone like Tim Berry, Palo Alto Software.
He's not a girl.
He's involved. But he's involved in this contest. His company is.
Oh, okay.
Here's a little hint I'll give you. It has to do with a woman getting into a franchise and getting a lot of help doing it. Like, for instance, there might be a business plan piece of software in the cloud, available for this woman to use.
So you're saying that what you told us last segment,
yeah,
that women are not seeking franchises to the degree that they are opening businesses.
Right.
You're trying to do something about that.
Yes, I'm trying to get more women involved as franchise owners.
Franchisors or franchisees?
Franchisees, yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Buying a franchise from a franchisor.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Ladies, This is an opportunity. I mean, if this is not something that you had thought about before, maybe this is a way to get educated. And you know, one thing about this, Joel, is that one of the best ways to make a decision is to have already ruled out other things.
Yes.
And so, if you're going to start a business and you haven't ruled out a franchise, then you don't really know if you've made the right choice. Because one thing, Joel, man or woman, you need to determine if you're a franchisee type of person. Now, I myself am not, because I don't like coloring inside the lines.
Me either.
And you don't either.
No way.
But so I wouldn't be a good franchisee because I'd break too many rules. But if you can be the kind of person that wants to be in business, but you want to run on somebody else's track, that's what a franchisee does, isn't it?
That's right. And the details of the contest will be announced this week on thefranchiseking.com.
And see, and Joel, you know the thing about it. The way I just described this, and ladies,
yes,
you know, please take this the right way. The truth is, women ought to be better franchisees than men.
100% agree.
Because they're more likely to behave themselves than a guy is.
I agree.
Ladies, that's a compliment. I'm giving you honestly. It really is.
It is.
But yet the opposite is true.
From what I've seen, yes.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. You've piqued my interest. I'm going to do a little more research on this.
Would you please?
I'm going to talk to some other.
You have time. You have plenty of time, right?
I'm going to talk to some other people about this. So, okay, the new website is going up this week?
Yep, that's up already. The beforeyousignit.com is up.
That's up. But what the OWOF thing?
Yes, that is a hashtag you'll see on Twitter, and that has to do with the contest that will be announced sometime this week.
Sometime. We don't know when, though.
I know when.
I know you know when, but you're not going to tell me when.
All you have to do is go to thefranchiseking.com.
I've got
to
go like every day. I've got to go there and check it out every day. Is that what you're saying?
Every day.
And you're letting Tim. Now Tim's okay, but it's
because, yeah.
But his company is being run by a lady. I know that his daughter. So maybe that's
yeah.
Hey Joel, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
We'll see you next time, Joel Labava, ladies and gentlemen, the Franchise King, and his book is Become a Franchise Owner. OWOF. Check that out. That hashtag thing. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.